This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. For Natchez Hansen, the signs that something wasn't right physically came early in life.
When I was growing up, I always kind of walked a little goofy, and I would run, and I would fall, but I'd get right back up and start running again.
As years went by, the problem worsened.
I could never walk a straight line.
Fearing it might be a brain tumor, Hansen was instead diagnosed in 2006 with Friedreich's ataxia.
I just cried because it was scary. A lot of people died being really young, and I was only 17. I had all these dreams. I wanted to be a nurse, and I wanted to go to college, and I wanted just to be normal.
Hansen turned to the USF Ataxia Research Center, which is led by Dr. Teresa Zezowitz.
Ataxia just means a problem with walking or discoordination. There are so many forms of the disease. There's so many reasons to have ataxia, anywhere from alcohol problems to people who are born with what we call spinal cerebellar ataxia to people who have infections.
In the case of Friedreich's ataxia, it's a genetic disorder that mainly strikes young people, progressively damaging their nervous system until they need a walker or wheelchair.
One in 50,000 people in the United States probably have Friedreich's ataxia, but the scary thing is that one in 100 of us may carry the gene and is unknown. You don't realize that you carry the gene.
Doctors use physical therapy to work on a patient's core strength and balance because right now there's no approved pharmaceutical treatment for Friedreich's.
That's what our research center is working on now, along with Friedreich's Ataxia Research Alliance around the world, for a treatment, never mind even a cure, for this devastating disease.
Through its relationship with the Alliance, USF was one of three medical centers chosen to take part in a double-blind clinical trial of Epi 743. Zezowitz says the drug, developed by Edison Pharmaceuticals, protects the mitochondria in nerve cells in the spinal cord that Friedreich's attacks.
Like an antioxidant, but an extremely strong antioxidant, much stronger than the CoQ10 or vitamin E that you see in your drugstore, for example.
And not only might this drug be the first real treatment for Friedreich's,
but it may have other implications for neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease and other neurodegenerative diseases.
The trial was announced at a national symposium that USF and the Alliance co-hosted in Tampa last year. For Hansen, 6 years after her initial diagnosis, it was another life-changing moment.
I just started crying. Could not stop crying. It was just like, there's hope.
It may have also been one of the last times Hansen cried over her disease. She graduated from the University of Central Florida 2 years ago and now teaches math at a Polk County school.
I think my students almost feel bad for me, so I think they give me a lot more respect. And if it's raining, Miss Hansen, can I walk you out to your car? Can I help you? Let me hold the umbrella for you. So actually, I think it's kind of working in my favor.
The 24-year-old has been in the trial for about 8 months, and while she doesn't know if she's receiving the actual drug or a placebo,
people tell me that I'm standing better, I'm walking better, I sound better, which bothers me because I never thought I had a problem with the speech. Whatever.
Natchez Hansen will be appearing on a patients panel at this year's National Friedreich Symposium, September 5th in Tampa. There's also a fundraising gala on September 7th. For information about these events, as well as to see a video of Hansen talking about her life with Friedreich's ataxia,
at least no one thinks I'm drunk anymore.
Visit our webpage, wusf.org, and click on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.